Let's take a trip down memory lane with Niagara County's Great History Show. Now, here's your host, Norm Palmer.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the History Show this morning.
Not too much.
And we are still setting up in our control room. We're just about ready. In the studio with me this morning, the Executive Director of Niagara County History Center, Melissa Dunlap, and her assistant, Anne-Marie Linneberry. I call her the storyteller. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
It sounds like you guys are all ready to go, and I understand that we should be talking about trains today because you got stuck behind one.
We certainly did. I had forgotten that they have so many cars all in one train, but that's okay.
We made it.
Yeah, we are going to talk about restaurants. It's Restaurant Week, where some restaurants have a dinner for $20.19. But we're going to talk about restaurants in the past and restaurants now, and hopefully people are going to call in and tell us where they like to eat and what they remember from restaurants, and that's what we're going to do.
That sounds like fun to me because I can remember tons of restaurants in Lockport when downtown was really bustling before the dreaded urban renewal came in.
Well, we're going to talk about those. And so I also had a question. There was one in North Tonawanda, and it was near the bridge, and it was famous for, roast beef sandwiches, Kimmelwick, beef and wick. And it was like Switzer's or something like that. And I'm hoping somebody's going to call in and tell me what the name of their restaurant is.
So before Melissa starts with what's happening at the History Center, we have all you folks that are listening, North Tonawanda, Tonawanda, or used to travel to that area, the restaurant near the canal, you said, the bridge?
Yeah,
in North Tonawanda, and you thought it might be Switzer. So give us a call and let us know what the name of that restaurant is when we get rolling. Right now, Melissa's going to tell us what is happening at the History Center.
Okay. Well, boy, we've had a bang-up week. So we had our Oktoberfest on Saturday, and then last night we had a reception for our new orientation room. So if people want to come in and watch the new orientation video and see the changes, we have removed the parlor that was there since 1955, and we have updated the area. It's all light and bright and new looking. So if anyone wants to come in, they're welcome to stop at 215 Niagara Street, and our phone number is 434-7433. Okay, well, we had a program for October, but unfortunately the person that was going to do it is now slated for surgery. So we're having a mystery program so far. So all I can tell you is to look at our Facebook and our website, and we'll send some press releases to the community bulletin boards and newspapers and everything else as soon as I get a program.
Okay.
What was the date on that?
Oh, it's like the 24th, October 24th.
Fourth, okay.
Because that was the fourth Thursday, and the last Thursday of the month is Halloween.
I think we have listeners today because our phone is lit up already. Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. Go ahead. You're on.
The name of the restaurant was
Swiston's.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Could you turn that up a little bit?
Sure.
My husband used to eat there all the time when he worked at Taylor Devices, and then we used to go and eat there. And I knew it started with SW, but I couldn't think of the rest of it.
So now you have it. Thank you very much for the call. 433-1433 if you have any comments, any questions, any memories. Today we are going to talk about restaurants in, I would imagine, Niagara County and preferably in Lockport area. Okay, we're ready to roll.
Okay. Well, one I just stayed at the other day with my grandson was the Country Cottage, and that's on Beach Ridge Road, which is also a North Tonawanda address, although I don't think it's actually in North Tonawanda. And it's just a cute little restaurant, home style, with a counter and little tables, and it just was kind of cute. It's always interesting to take your grandchildren out to eat. But it worked out well. And another diner that's kind of like that is the Youngstown Village Diner. And that one is on Main Street in Youngstown, And that's also kind of the same type of thing. It's you know, homestyle food and cute little tables and a counter and things like that. Lately, we've been talking about Pembroke Farms. They had the restaurant on Jansen Road there. And we wanted to see if people remembered that. They had the sheep on the front lawn, and it featured a lot of lamb and lamb dishes. If I'd be interested to see if people remember going to that, because I do remember eating there several times. And I remember eating here on Michigan Street in a little restaurant called The Windmill that was further down the street. And it'd be interesting to see if anybody remembers eating there. So I'm going to let Anne-Marie, first of all, talk about her upcoming event, because she does have one. and then she could talk.
Well, on October 15th, which is this coming Tuesday night, we are having our monthly family night. And this month, we're going to talk about War of 1812 sites in Niagara County. Everybody knows about Fort Niagara and, you know, the Battle of Lewiston Heights and Queenston Heights, I should say, which started in Lewiston. But there are other parts of Niagara County that also were involved with the War of 1812 that you don't hear so much about. So we're going to talk about those. We have War of 1812 maps that we're going to be giving out to everybody. And also for any children that come to the program, we are going to be making little cannons made out of toilet paper rolls and ping pong balls. So nothing dangerous or anything, but something for the kids to make and take home. That program, we start that at 5:30, where we offer a pizza supper for a nominal donation. And at 6 o'clock, we do a program, which usually lasts, about 20 minutes to a half an hour. And then after that, we do the activities, and we usually wrap up around 7 o'clock. The program itself is free. Again, if you want to have the pizza supper, you know, we do ask for a small donation. We do ask for reservations, especially if you are going to be having the pizza, so we know how much pizza to get. So if you'd like to attend, the number is 434-7433.
And that reminds me, we have a few seats left on our bus trip, and we are going on October 19th, and we are eating lunch at the Holiday Valley Ski Resort. They actually have 5 restaurants there, and we're eating in one of the restaurants there. So we'll be going into Ellicottville. And then we are going to the Seneca Museum in Salamanca, and they have just completed a brand new museum building and visitor center. So we haven't seen it, and we'd love to go see it. And they're going to give us a tour, and it's going to be a really nice afternoon, and then we're going to head back to Lockport. So if you're interested in signing up for the bus trip, that's 434-7433. I think we have maybe about eight tickets left. So, all right.
Well, like Melissa, I didn't grow up in Lockport, so I don't remember a lot of the older restaurants. So we're hoping that people will call in and tell us about some of the restaurants that they remember that maybe don't exist any longer. Melissa and I were just talking the other day about a restaurant that she remembers on Ann Street, mm-hmm. Called the Courtyard Restaurant. I was contacted recently by a gentleman who was doing some research on that property. It's an old stone house, and I didn't realize it had been a restaurant until I started doing the research on the property, and then Melissa mentioned that she would remember that. So
yeah, we ate there several times.
There's probably a lot of people out in the audience who may have eaten there, and any of the memories that you might have of that restaurant. Of course, we have several restaurants in Lockport that are still in existence today that have been around for quite a while. One of them is the Seamus restaurant on West Avenue. And that one actually started much earlier, way back in the 70s. I had something written here about it. And it originally started out on Niagara Street rather than on West Avenue. And so a lot of people might remember when it was over on Niagara. near, it was like behind the Park Hotel, I believe, originally. And then it moved to West Avenue in 1973, and it's been there ever since. So if anybody has any memories of that, that would be interesting to talk about that and know a little bit more about that one. Now, we've got the book open here to the Park Hotel, and that's probably something that a lot of people remember. The restaurant there was the carriage shop restaurant, because the Park Hotel had originally been the Bronson Carriage Company factory. So the restaurant was the carriage shop, and then they also had something called the Oriental Room. They had some different specials. It says in here, now what year is this? This is 1965. They had the Lady Susan Sunday dinner for $2. And that was served every Sunday from 2 to 7. And then in the Oriental Room, they had, I guess, it almost looks like that was for children. I don't know the way I'm reading it. But children under 5, there was no charge. So the children under 5 could eat for free. They also had breakfast for $1.25. They had lunches for 95 cents. So this was back in 1965, so that was over 50 years ago. So the prices have changed quite a bit since then, obviously. So so if any of you remember the Park Hotel, would like to talk a little bit about that, we'd love to hear those stories as well. We actually have quite a few artifacts at the museum from the Park Hotel. People tended to collect things like, sorry, didn't know I was stepping on it. Ashtrays, and
we have the carriages that were on display there.
Yes, yeah,
the little that were on models, the
yeah. So we were fortunate to get things from there. Obviously, there was a fire there in the 70s, but things were saved and made their way to the Historical Society. So again, that's a place that a lot of people remember.
Why don't you tell us what you remember, Norm?
There was a couple of small restaurants, and I probably will not be able to remember the names. There was one down on Mill Street, just off of Mill Street. A little lady named Mary used to run it. There was Sullivan's, and a lot of these were bars and grills at the same time. They called them bars and grills.
I looked that one up to see if we could find a folder on it, but I didn't find a folder on Sullivan's. So, but that was
and
one I checked
Sullivan's
on.
Would be in just the other side of the triangle on the big bridge. There was a street there that had a couple of bars, and Sullivan's was one that was in there, and they served food, of course. And of course, everybody went to Reed's hot dog stand was in existence back then, the famous hot dogs and fries bit. And the restaurant that you talked about, I believe, came after Jim Hayes' park over here. We had Hayes Park that
yes.
we talked
mm-hmm.
about that one day. And I think that restaurant went into the building that was there before they remodeled it and made it a home. I guess somebody lived there until it burnt down here a few years ago.
I only ate there once, but it was little. Do you think it was Sharky's restaurant on
that's
Mill Street?
It Mary Sharkey, yes.
Okay,
Sharky's,
that's the one on Mill Street. Looking at the list here,
yep. that was a popular place to grab a sandwich and a beverage if you drank.
And then we heard from people where we have heard from people that there were different crowds that went to, some went to Castles and some went to the Crystal and
the Royal
that
they were mainly ice cream parlors.
Right.
And the Friday night games, after you had a game at Friday night, everybody blasted down to Castle's Dairy. And that was one of the bigger ones in Lockport at the time. And then, of course, the Royal and the Crystal down on Lower Main Street. That was a competitive one. But if you were down shopping and one was on the corner of Locust and one was down on Pine and one was on the Cottage Street side there.
Okay.
And
kind of like Happy Days.
Yes.
Okay.
And I can sympathize with the troops that are on strike now, because we were on strike for 10 weeks when I worked at Harrison's in 1970, and we were off 10 weeks, so I worked with Mr. and Mrs. Byers, who ran K&M Cab. That's probably in your historical site there. They were down on where the Harrison Building is next to the canal. The K&M Cab Company was right there, so they asked me, they said, if you need a job, remember, you can drive for us. So I drove for them, and that's where I learned the different streets. And it was really funny because the first call I had was Columbia Street. Okay. I had no idea where the heck Columbia Street was. So I was living home at the time with my mom in between a marriage and a divorce. And mom says, you should know that. That's where your brother was born. It's the little dinky street where the Pot of Gold is. That goes from Walnut West Avenue down to the end of the street. And there's maybe a half a dozen houses down there. I said, I will never forget that again. But there was plenty of tiny, well, I won't say tiny, small restaurants and bars that Stoll's was one of
people
the restaurants.
People talk about that a lot.
Yep.
And that was one of the sports bars. And then, I'm going to forget his name, and he just passed away a little while ago. He played sports with one of my stepkids. Had a bar down on the first street from the canal going down Chapel Street on the right-hand side. Help me out, folks. 4331433. This is embarrassing because I'm trying to go back to 1970 and think about all of these restaurants. He was a big baseball player, and his dad was a big baseball player. And so he opened up this bar and restaurant on the corner of the first street as you go down over the canal.
Exchange?
No.
No?
No. It goes parallel with Market Street and... my mother's and father's friends lived down there, and I think somebody's going to bail me out here.
Somebody calling in, I hope so.
We have a call coming in, so as soon as we get this going here. Good morning. You're on the Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
Stan's home plate.
Oh, Stan Yannicky. Well, I drew a blank, and I couldn't pull it out. Thank you. You remember the restaurant? Go ahead.
I got in early, or late, I mean, I just heard you talking about the bar.
Right.
What restaurant are you looking for?
Okay, we're looking for restaurants and bars in Niagara County and around Lockport. I think we have most of them that we are talking about. We have the names and home, but thanks a lot, and I feel bad because Stan was a heck of a ball player.
Yes, he started down the road at his aunt's place, Sophie's, years before that, and he moved up the road.
Okay.
He moved up to Dead Rose.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, bud.
Wow. And then there was Pleasant Valley Tavern. That was run by one of the gentlemen that I used to work with out the Harrisons.
Yeah, it's on Van Buren.
It was on Van, that's the name of the street, Van Buren Street, down on the right-hand side before you get to what used to be Free Plastics. 4331433.
How
folks.
About Chet's Doghouse? I see that
that was a big one on Lower Main.
Yes.
Yes, and they tried to revive it here just a couple of years ago, and Chet came down with cancer. And he beat it once, he beat it twice, I guess, and he was going to come back and open it up, but he didn't beat it the third time or how many times he had it.
Yeah.
And he passed away, and they tried to get it ready to open up again. But, yes, that was one of the stops on Main Street that everybody would go to.
That, according to our records, it started in 1938, so
yes.
It went for a long time.
Yes, with Grandpa, I think, started it, and then they handed it down through the years to Chet had it.
Yeah, because that you know, I remember eating there, too. You know, you could just go, and that had, like, a lunch counter and a few tables.
Yep.
And, you know, that was kind of an iconic place that people would go to. There were a lot of, were there restaurants on Buffalo Avenue before they changed how that looked?
Yes. That was where, I believe, Sullivan's was.
Okay.
On that short Buffalo Avenue. Now, Buffalo Avenue is the one that's on the west side of the triangle on the canal.
Yeah, it's kind of down where Kenyon's used to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which, of course, and I don't know what that is now either.
Well, it was an Aaron's rental, and now they just closed that, so it's nothing right now.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
Okay, well, but, Garlox, too. That's another one that was there for years and years, and that recently closed.
Yes, Gigi Garlock had the one down on the second hill that you go down. Hang on, I got to get a call. Go ahead, ladies.
Oh, okay. So I know that, you know, that was the Long family that had it last, but that was another place that people were really used to going to.
That started in 1946, so
that was there
a long time.
Okay, we have a call coming in. Good morning on Niagara County's Great History Show. We are talking about restaurants in Lockport. Go ahead, you are on.
Yeah, does anybody recall the restaurant Red's Bar and Grill on Walnut Street?
Yes, and I think he moved out on West Avenue at one time, because I think
that is correct.
Most of the Harrison folks used to hop a 35-minute lunch, and they'd go down to Red's and grab a beer and a sandwich and then go back to work. Right.
You got it, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's one called Lou and Frank's Old Mill Inn on West Avenue.
Ooh.
Do you remember that one?
No.
That was 1965.
Really?
Yeah.
I got back from the service in 65, so I had some stuff going. So I don't remember that one.
How about, well, I think everybody knows Laporte's.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, that's been there for years and years, and that's kind of the same thing. It has a lunch counter and the little tables, and I think we've all eaten in there. How about Padillo's Pizzeria?
Oh, that was one or two different slots in Lockport. The famous one is right there on Walnut Street. After the games, everybody would go to Pantello's, and he's still running it. He's running right across from the golf course.
Yeah, Davison.
Jimmy Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have another call coming in.
Good.
Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. We're talking about restaurants in Lockport. We're rolling now. Go ahead. You're on.
Yes. Was there a bar where the Calderon Insurance is?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Well, there was a lunch place there called the Triway.
Oh, it was a big, big place. Triway Restaurant. Thank you very much. Yes, Triway. Absolutely. A little story. When I was driving cab for the Byers, one of the guys was a euchre player, and he belonged to the Triway Restaurant team, and he said, "Normie, we need a euchre player, and I know you play." So I joined the league, and they had different restaurants that we would go to around Lockport and in this area, Niagara County, and we had it was a seven-table game, and you would play through seven tables, and you have winner, and you get points, and then at the end of the seven games, the restaurant would put on feed, and Elmer always used to put on, Elmer Gallardi ran Triway Restaurant, and he used to take and put on the sausage and the Italian food, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And that's when, at that same time when I was playing, the new restaurant opened up on Camel Boulevard on the right-hand side, and the name's going to slip my mind before
I... Brower's?
Yes, Brower's opened up in that same time frame in the 70s.
Okay.
Early 70s. And they used to put on ham and cabbage afterwards when we went to play there. So, yes, the Triway Restaurant. And then on the other end, the bar is still there, the Niagara Hotel.
Okay.
That was a place where people used to go to eat when it was actually a hotel, because you can look at the bar now and see all the windows above it, and that was actually a hotel, and that was a lot of the sports guys would go and have their after-game treat there at the Niagara Hotel.
Well, somebody took me to Groff's, you know, to show me the euchre tables where they have the tables that have the ledge underneath, so you put your glasses on the bottom so you don't get the playing cards wet.
Yep.
And that was the first time I had ever seen that.
Okay, we are going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. You are listening to Niagara County's Great History Show on 1340 AM, 105.3 FM.
For feed, seed, fertilizer, clothing, pet supplies, and more, stop in and check out W.H. Reinhardt. They carry Carhartt, Timberland, Ariat, jackets, jeans, hoodies, and shirts for men, ladies, and children, and their pricing will beat them all. Plus, everyday low pricing on work shoes and boots. They also carry bird seed and pet food. And don't forget fertilizer for your lawn this fall. W.H. Reinhardt, 4133 Carmen Road in Middleport. That's W.H. Reinhardt since 1957. Open weekdays 8 to 5, Saturdays 8 to 2. Call 735-7766. See you soon.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be...
Uh-oh.
When it comes to physical rehab, you want to get back into your life as soon as possible, and Elderwood at Lockport can help. They make it easy for you to pre-schedule your short-term rehab stay. They'll take care of everything, including verifying your insurance information. They'll work one-on-one with your physician to get you home sooner, but more importantly, get you back to your quality of life. Let Elderwood of Lockport help you recover from your recent hospital stay with individual treatment. To schedule a tour or to learn more, call 434-6324 or visit elderwood.com.
Welcome back to Niagara County's Great History Show. We are talking about the restaurants in Lockport and the surrounding area. In the studio with me, the Executive Director of Niagara County History Center, Melissa Dunlap, and her assistant, Anne-Marie Lineberry. Rolling today, folks. Thank you for your participation. It makes for a very nice show when you call in and help us out. 433-1433. I can just picture another 10 or 12 that I know is going right through my mind right now. And if you mention one or two, we might be able to grab some more. But I'm going to cheat a little bit because on my screen, we have a sponsor coming up in our next segment. And you ready? That's Wilson's Pizza Shop down in Newfane. Been around for many, many years and still going strong.
Yeah. What's the one on, oh gosh, that's down... When you go to Wilson and you go past the marina, there's a like a hot dog stand on the left-hand side.
You mean Brownies?
Brownies.
Brownies,
oh my
yes.
Gosh.
That's been there for years.
I can remember going there when I was in high school because I used to crew on a sailing boat for somebody. And then we would always, you know, sail. And it was sailing at night, which was neat. And then, and of course, she had no fear at that age. We go to Brownies and get something to eat, and I've been there since, of course. But
there used to be a miniature golf course back there, Miles told me. My husband told me.
Oh, okay.
So
now I don't remember that, but it was always dark when we went there.
And on the way down, going out of Lockport north on 78 on the left-hand side, it reopened a couple of years ago. It used to be called the Big Tree Inn.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big restaurant up on the little top of the hill there with the big tree there. That's why they named it Big Tree Inn. And then it went down and it went through a couple of hands, but it is back open once again with a different name, of course.
Which makes you think of Shim Shacks. And
there you go.
You know, Shim Shacks, we were there like 3 weeks before they closed. I was flabbergasted that they closed because, I mean, it was packed and the food was good. And so,
I hope you guys don't have a mouse in there because it looks like you're looking down on the floor trying to stomp on a little guy that's running around. So while you're stomping on a mouse, I'm going to take a call.
The wires keep getting tangled up down here. So,
good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. We are talking about restaurants in this area. Go ahead. You're on.
Good morning.
Morning.
On Ohio Street, there used to be a restaurant bar called Freddy's.
Called
Freddy Taco owned it.
Okay.
Freddy's? It was Freddy's?
Freddy's.
About what year was that? Or what time period?
I would think 40s and 50s.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that...
And it's...
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Right across from Diversified Manufacturing.
Oh, okay. So probably a lot of the employees used it.
And it's kitty corner from what's now Ennis's.
Okay.
West End Tavern.
Thank you very much.
Used to be Fitzgerald's, that one?
Yeah. That one.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And there was another one in that same spot that the lady is talking about, but I can't pull a name up right now because the guys that I worked with used to like to go over there because they had great meatball sandwiches. And the name is gone right now, but if you can think of it, come back, 433-1433.
I'm glad it's not just me. Okay, so we were going to mention Wagner's, and that opened in 1943, and I have a menu from Wagner's. I wish we knew what year it was, because you could get an open tenderloin steak for $5 and a chopped sirloin dinner for $2.30, and haddock filet was $2.50. Beef on wick was $1.50. Or the WEC special. I'm not sure what that included, but that was $2. So it's just interesting to see, you know, what you can. And they used to have pudding pie, ice cream, and pie a la mode. I don't know if they even have those things anymore, but they might. But, you know, it's interesting to see the restaurants. But, you know, there's so many restaurants that open and close. That and Anne Marie lives on the other side of the county, so she probably knows some that she can mention that I'm not really aware of.
Well, one place that we like to go a lot is the Sawyer Creek Inn, which is on Niagara Falls Boulevard and Nash Road. And that is in an old building that was built, I believe, in the 1860s or 70s. And it's been restored, but it has been an inn or a restaurant for almost its entire existence. And so my family, we like to go there. The food is great. The prices are reasonable. And it has some atmosphere to it. So it's kind of a neat place. Of course, Lewiston has a lot of restaurants.
And they change names.
They change names, yes. They go in and out. And like we were just talking about the Cask and Cow. And there's Spiro's. And there's so many places. I think one place is called Mackey's or Macri's.
There's the Brick one.
There's the Brickyard, which, you know, that's very popular for barbecue.
Yes, and something over the street.
And, of course, you know, the old Frontier House, that was a restaurant for a long time.
Before it was a McDonald's.
Before it was a McDonald's, yes. I remember it as a McDonald's. I don't remember going there when it was a restaurant, but if anybody remembers going to the Frontier House when it was still a real restaurant, I'll say, you know, that wasn't, I don't think, all that long ago. So maybe like in the 60s. So people would remember that. In Youngstown, of course, you know, Melissa mentioned the Village Diner. And then Brennan's was there for a long time. That was a pizza place, pizza wings type of place. It had a bar. And then that closed. And it was for a short time, it was another restaurant. Okay,
we have them lighting up now. Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
Well, hello. The Isle Street Bar was Villela's.
Oh, yes, but there was one after Villela, I believe, that...
Well, I'm going back a long ways.
Oh, okay.
And Brownies started out as the meat locker. Frank, the owner... was a butcher shop, and you could get a half a beef in that when people didn't have freezers. And he kept the drawers in there. You rented them out, and if you had a side of beef, you'd go down there and you'd pick up stuff out of your drawer.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's neat.
And then he put the stand down in the front to sell hamburgers that he butchered. And I worked there. 1966, flipping hamburgers.
Wow.
Well, that's really interesting. I had no idea.
Well, some more history.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. We are talking about restaurants in the area. You are on.
In Lewiston, there used to be Hanson's Fish Market. And Hanson's sold takeout fish and fries, and they had really unique coleslaw. People used to come from as far away as Rochester.
Wow.
Where in Lewiston was that?
I think we lost her. She hung up. Give her information.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Now, moving back to Lockport while I have it on my mind.
Okay.
Let's see how many folks that are past the age of 18 or 20 that can remember the name of the restaurant before it turned into Fieldstone. Fieldstone on the corner of Transit and Dysinger.
Where Fieldstone is.
Now, they had a big restaurant there before it went down, and they started Fieldstone. If you can remember that, give us a call, 433-1433.
How about Danny Sheehan's? That's been there for years.
Yes, Danny Sheehan's is a staple in this area.
Yeah, I mean, people, you know, people talk about going there for a steak, and... Yeah, I've eaten there. I'm trying to think of...
And then on Main Street, when we had our walk down Main Street on the History Show, there was two restaurants, I believe, one that was in Grant's store and one that was in Kresge's on the corner. They had a little deli that you could go in there and sit down and get a bite to eat. And I think Grant's had a restaurant in the back right corner, I believe.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I remember Kresge's, you know, I grew up in the town of Tonawanda and the one at the Sheridan Plaza. We used to go, of course, I always got grilled cheese, but I've had grilled cheese in every state as a kid. But, you know, we always would stop, and that was neat to be able, because we were, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 at the time. And, you know, you had your own money, and I mean, you really thought you were hot stuff.
Yeah, they had one in Lackawanna, too, where I used to go at the Abbott Plaza. There was a Kresge's that had a lunch counter and everything. Yeah, they must have all had them, so.
Yeah, so, and then you go back, and they had, like, fish and birds in the back.
Yeah, a little pet department, yeah, toys.
Toys, so. And I used to always buy little, they had plastic rings that, I don't know, were probably 50 cents or maybe less, but in all different colors. I think I had one in every color because it, you know, was something I could afford. But and big rolls of oilcloth, because when we went to school, you had to have oilcloth to put over your desk for art class. So you got a new oilcloth every year.
Well, on that note, we'll take our second break today. You are listening to Niagara County's Great History Show on 1340 AM, 105.3 FM.
Wilson's Pizza Shop has been family-owned and operated since 1963. They offer pizza and wing specials daily, and fresh slices are available anytime. Their pizza is made using homemade hand-rolled dough daily. They're located at 2730 Main Street and are open 6 days a week. If you can't make it in, after 4 p.m., they have a wide delivery area, including to Wilson. You can find them on the web at wilsonspizzashop.com and be sure to follow them on Facebook. Wilson's Pizza Shop, supporting local sports for years. Go Panthers!
From his years with Simon & Garfunkel through his solo albums, Paul Simon changed the face of songwriting. Experience his timeless songs live along with your BPO for the Paul Simon Songbook, Saturday, October 12th at 8 p.m. at Klein Hands. Experience timeless songs like Bridge Over Troubled Water, The Sound of Silence, Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, and much more. To charge by phone, call 885-5000, weekdays 10 to 5, or purchase online at bpo.org.
Since 1991, Great Lakes Surgical Associates has been the top surgical practice in the area. Doctors Hodge and Schratz are board certified, and they've lived in the community for over 20 years. At their state-of-the-art suite, they offer general surgical procedures, endoscopies, and colonoscopies. Great Lakes Surgical Associates, 160 East Avenue, Lockport, the only certified facility in eastern Niagara County. For the most cost-effective option in all of Western New York, call 434-6141 or visit GreatLakeSurgery.com.
Hi, this is John Mazur.
And this is Lance Mellon.
Join us this Saturday morning from 7 to 10 for Super Dial-A-Deal.
Every hour, we'll have different deals on products and services that you've asked for.
That's right, Lance. You can save a bundle by tuning in and calling every Saturday morning.
It's real easy. Be listening, and when you hear the deal you want, call us. It's as simple as that.
What could be more fun on a Saturday morning? You got your PJs on, coffee's a-brewing. Why not join us?
We also have live local news and a list of what's happening around Niagara County.
It's Super Dial-A-Deal, Saturday mornings from 7 to 10 on WLVL.
Welcome back to Niagara County's Great History Show. In the studio with me, the Executive Director of Niagara County History Center, Melissa Dunlap, and her assistant, Anne-Marie Lineberry. Our last leg on the trip through restaurants today in our area. Thank you for participating. It is always fun to hear your thoughts. And where did you have your favorite meal back when the restaurants were prevalent in the Lockport area? 433-1433, if you can add anything to our restaurant list. Okay, ladies.
Well, there's a Montgomery Warm Buffeteria. Do you remember that?
Was that Montgomery and Ward?
Montgomery Ward, and it says Buffeteria.
Hmm. Wow.
A buffet cafeteria.
But I remember Montgomery and Ward, but I don't remember the buffeteria.
It was out on South Transit, so that must have been out a ways.
Well, it would have been at the mall.
It would probably be in the mall, yes, correct.
Yeah, well, I've never heard of a buffeteria.
Speaking of the mall, can anybody come up with the name of the restaurant that was in the mall? When you walked in the main door and you walked down the hall on the left-hand side, I remember Gino's Pizza. No, this was what I would call a fancy sit-down restaurant in the mall that was a spot that a lot of people like to stop and have a bite to eat while they were shopping. 433-1433, if you can think of the name of the restaurant that was in the Lockport Mall.
Huh. I remember that they even tried... they tried several restaurants. Wasn't there a Garfield's in there at one point?
Yes. I think that's it. Garfield's. Garfield's was in there. Yes. Okay. That was the one I was thinking of.
Okay.
Very good.
I remember that. That was kind of across from Radio Shack.
Yes. Right across.
Do you remember when you actually went to Radio Shack for your batteries and all the other little things? And our first computer was from Radio Shack. They had the Tandy products and, you know... I mean, they were like the forefront of technology, and I wonder what happened.
Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
Good morning. I forgot all about Garfield's, but I was thinking when you first walked in on the right-hand side next to Radio Shack, there used to be a Friendly's.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You're right.
Yes.
Absolutely, before they went downtown.
Right.
Yes. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. I remember taking the kids there.
Yeah. That was neat.
Anything else?
Do you remember, Anne Marie was mentioning Sugar Shack. Is that
it's still in existence, and it's still breakfast and lunch.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, that's one. And then Wide Waters, of course, has come and gone and come and gone. But, you know, it was open, the last 2 years?
When it was in its heyday, it was run by the Sarah family. And they had the big car cruises down there, and they tried to revive them so far. And it is open now, still called the Wide Waters, but they had a big flood at one time, and it had to be completely, totally redone. So we have calls coming in. Let's take our next one. Good morning on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
Well, the first place I ever had a chicken wing was Briandi.
Oh, I remember that.
Yep, yeah, that was in the mall.
That was my first chicken wing. I had my first apple pie a la mode and apple pie with cheese down at the Coney Island in Olcott.
Oh, yeah.
And big restaurant now that's growing in popularity in Olcott is Maxwell Station.
Is that where the village used to be or whatever?
No, that's where the old Olcott Fire Hall. They have... banquet facility in the back. They have rooms upstairs for fishermen and visitors from out of town. He's done a lot of reunions and things like that, but just great food. You know, they got the cook that used to be in another restaurant. She came over, and everybody raves about the different food she does.
Huh. And then, of course, there was the clam bar in Olcott.
Yes, the old seafood bar that was there because there were about six bars at one time right on Main Street there, very close. And they were for drinking. They weren't really restaurants. You could get a burger maybe, but everybody would go there and get what then was, you know, clam chowder and fish and everything else. And they had these green chairs, and you would sit outside and enjoy your meal, and then you could drive a little better up Route 78 up to Lockport.
There you go.
And if you had a few, you would think that green chair was a boat out in the lake with the sway. Thanks a lot, Ron. Yeah. Appreciate it. Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
And, of course, you've mentioned Reed's.
Oh,
Yes. And actually, the 1975, it's got Reed's Custard Stand. So now they have it now in the two separate buildings.
And they're open all winter.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes when I only have $5, I always think, hey, I could go to Reed's.
Yep, bye.
Thank you very much. And one of my favorite stories about Reed's is one of my stepchildren moved down to Florida, and he's been down there for a number of years now, probably 30. And when he comes home to visit, he always stops and gets a gallon of Reed's famous sauce.
Yep.
Because they got a sauce that can't be equaled, and it's a secret recipe and all this. So, and I noticed you could even buy it in some of our stores now.
Yeah, yeah. The LaFroy sauce or whatever it is. Yeah.
Thank you for your participation. 433-1433. We have about 8 minutes left in the show. It has flown by today. We're talking about restaurants in our area.
Okay. How about Rignall's restaurant? Do you remember that one?
I remember Rignall's Feed Store.
Okay.
That was at the...
Well, hopefully you weren't eating
there. At the Triangle. I mean, if you were a horse, it was a good meal. And my mother used to tell me when she was a youngster, they used to ride the horse and carriage up to the big bridge, and you could hook your horse up to the, whatever
post?
You call it there,
yep.
The post, the hitching post in front of Rignall's when you went in to get your supplies.
Well, there you go. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think of what other one. Do you remember Napoleon's?
No. Sounds like a West End one.
It was on West Avenue.
Yep.
Yep.
So. I think some of our volunteers, they talk about the Eco Lunch. No? I thought that sounded familiar.
Bezos, maybe?
Well, it was one of the other directories. Oh, okay. I saw it. But I thought somebody, Donna or somebody, used to talk about going there.
How about the Friar and Thief?
Yes, I remember it, but I couldn't tell you where it was. Okay, we have calls coming in. Let's take our calls. Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. Go ahead. You are on.
At Gina's Place in Gasport, you had the old restaurant where on the corner of Sandpit Road and Wilson Road in 31.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Sub Delicious. Plus, you had Clark's Deli there in Lockport.
That's right.
Yes, 104 leaving out was Clark's.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
I'm trying to think of that was, well, wasn't that, didn't One Eye Jack start in that building?
Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Morning.
Josie's is where Napoleon's was.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
And down there at that little place you were just talking about, it used to be Margie's Sub Shop.
There you go. Yes.
Did One Eye Jack start there?
No, not originally. It was Margie's Sub Shop before that.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember my uncle used to take my mom down there for a sub, right? That was one of the best ones in the area. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yay. Take it easy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
I called earlier. On Main Street in Lockport, I think it was Noah's Ark, and they closed up and changed over to Jupiter. And they had a food counter in the back, and you could go in there and get a cold cut sub for a dollar.
Yes, wow. I remember that. Because Noah's Ark was the one where you could drive your car up the ramp up to the second floor and have it worked on, right?
No, I don't think so. This was right on Main Street.
Oh, no, this was on Market, the one I'm thinking of.
I think before it was Jupiter, it was... Noah's Ark.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But it might have been W.T. Grant. It had doors on Main Street and, I think, Locust Street.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
Hello. We lived on Chestnut Street near Washburn, and there was a German-American restaurant on the corner of East Avenue and Washburn. It was a yellow building, and we went there often, you know, with our family of six kids and mom and dad, and it was very reasonable. But it was considered a German, you know, just a very casual sit-down restaurant. And then out on West Avenue, as you would go out, I don't know if it was 31 or West Avenue, there was Sphinx.
It was yes.
Also a little family restaurant. Not as far as the Copper Penny, but before that, or whatever that's called.
Sphinx,
now.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Right.
621 West Avenue.
Do you remember the name of the German restaurant?
No, I don't. As I say, I was probably just 5 or 6 years old, and we'd go there, and you know, it's been long gone, of course, but.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We are running short. It was a blast today. We have about three and a half minutes. If you'd like to recap what's happening around the History Center for the next month, and then we can go back and close the last few seconds out if anybody else thought of some more restaurants. Okay, Melissa.
Okay, we had we have a few seats left for our bus trip, and we are going on Saturday, October 19th. We're going to eat at the Holiday Valley Ski Resort in Ellicottville, and then we're going to go to the Seneca Museum, which has just opened a whole new building and section, and that is going to be a nice tour. That's in Salamanca. And then we are heading back to Lockport. So if anybody's interested in going on that trip, it'll be a beautiful time to see the leaves, and we're going into the right areas. Also, you get to see a brand new Seneca Museum. The number is 434-7433. And Anne-Marie has a program.
And then on Tuesday, October 15th, we're having our monthly family night again. And this month we're doing the War of 1812 in Western New York. In Niagara County. And we're going to talk about areas of Niagara County where there was some action during the War of 1812 that really doesn't get talked about too much. At 5:30, we are going to offer a pizza supper for a nominal donation. The program starts at 6, and then at 6:30, we're going to be doing an activity for children. We're going to make a little cannon out of a toilet paper roll and a ping pong ball. And we're also going to have maps available for people to take with them of these different War of 1812 sites in the county.
So, and we need reservations for that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, 434-7433.
Okay, it has been a blast today. We have about a minute and a half left, if you can think of anything quickly about the restaurants in this area. We have had a good time. The ladies will be back the second Wednesday of every month, and next month should be a good one because it's going to be right before the holidays, so we will probably be talking about turkeys then.
Yeah. Well, we did mention Tom's Diner. That's a place that a lot of people go for breakfast and lunch. And then isn't there a little place in the Bewley Building that has a little lunch?
I haven't been in the Bewley building in years.
I don't know the name of it. I wasn't at the restaurant, but I was in the Bewley Building a few months ago, and it was open.
Yeah, and then Scripps has, you know, that's a nice one by the Palace that you can get nice lunches and things. And then I guess they've opened a juice bar. I haven't been able to get there yet, but, you know, that's nice. And gosh, when I think of all the places that have come and gone, there used to be restaurants in that Plaza Strip Mall in near Willow Street. I know there's Mark's Pizza there, but there used to be other things there too.
Lauren Palmer is saying good morning for Niagara County's Great History Show on 1340 AM, 105.3 FM.